Al-Bayan Radio presents Prophetic Pearls, a brief explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series Prophetic Pearls, a brief explanation on the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi, rahimuhullah. We have reached hadith 26, a charitable act upon every bone.
Al-hadith 26. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل سلامة من الناس عليه صدقة كل يوم تطلع فيه الشمس تعدل بين اثنين صدقة وتعين الرجل في دابته فتحمله عليها أو ترفع له عليها متاعه صدقة والكلمة الطيبة صدقة وبكل خطوة تمشيها إلى الصلاة صدقة وتميط الأذى عن الطريق صدقة رواه البخاري ومسلم.
On the authority of Abu Huraira radiyallahu anh, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every small bone of everyone has upon it a charitable act for every day upon which the sun rises. Bringing about justice between two is an act of charity. Helping a man get on his mount, lifting him onto it, or helping him put his belongings onto it is a charitable act. A good word is a charitable act. Every step you take toward the prayer is a charitable act. And removing a harmful thing from the path is a charitable act. Recorded by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. My dear brothers and sisters, this hadith is a great reminder of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed mankind. And it shows us how mankind should react to the great blessings and bounties they have generously received from their Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith also shows us the acts of charity or sadaqah are not just open to those who have wealth. As we mentioned in our discussion on the previous hadith, instead, there are many deeds, many actions that one can do that are in reality also acts of charity. And this hadith also shows us the importance of doing acts of kindness towards one another. The first part of the hadith,
كل سلامة من الناس عليه صدقة كل يوم تطلع فيه الشمس.
Every joint of everyone has upon it a charity for every day upon which the sun rises. Every joint of everyone has upon it charity for every day the sun rises. Now the word sulama mentioned in this hadith refers to the small bones in the hands and feet and how they are put together. And some of the ulama, they said the meaning of this is هي المفاصيل والأعضاء. They are all the bones and joints in the body. Another hadith in Sahih Muslim mentions that we have 360 joints. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every human being is created by Allah with 360 joints, or mafsil, the plural being mafasil. Now as Muslims, my dear brothers and sisters, we should ponder and reflect on how these bones were put together. This shows, my dear brothers and sisters, how great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since He is the one who created humans. When we think about how humans are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how the different parts interact with each other, one cannot help but be amazed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself has mentioned the wonderful manner in which humans have been created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah At-Teen, ayah number 4,
لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ.
Verily, we created man in the best mold. Allah also says in Surah Al-Infitar, ayah 6 to ayah 8,
يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ. فعاد لك ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك.
O man, what has made you careless about your Lord, the most generous, He who created you, fashioned you perfectly, and gave you due proportion. In whatever form He willed, He put you together. My dear brothers and sisters, these are some of the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should make us wake up and realize that this creation has not come from nothing. Instead, it has a creator. And furthermore, the creator must be a wise, all-knowing creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق.
We shall show them our signs in the universe and in their own selves until it becomes manifest to them that this is the truth. And this ayah is found in Surah Al-Fussilat, ayah 53. Allah also says,
وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أفلا تبصرون.
And on the earth are signs for those who have faith with certainty, and also in your own selves. Will you then not see? And these ayat are found in Surah Al-Dhariyat, ayah 20-21. So now, my dear brothers and sisters, the question presents itself. How should we react to these great blessings that Allah has given us? And the response to this is found in the rest of this hadith we are discussing. For every one of these bones and joints, one should do acts of charity and kindness as a means of gratitude to Allah. But this act of gratitude, my dear brothers and sisters, should not be done simply once in one's life, but in fact, it should be done every single day. Moving on to the next part of the hadith,
تعدل بين اثنين صدقة.
Bringing about justice between two is an act of charity. So bringing peace between two people and reconciling them is an act of charity. So for example, if a disagreement or conflict occurs between two parties, then we should reconcile between them, resolving the conflict such that both parties become pleased with each other. And this is a great act of charity, my dear brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ.
So fear Allah and make reconciliation among yourselves. This ayah is found in Surah Al-Anfal, ayah number 1. Allah also says, the believers are nothing else than brothers, so make reconciliation between them and have fear of Allah such that you may attain mercy. So my dear brothers and sisters, reconciling between people whilst being just is an act of charity. When judging between people, my dear brothers and sisters, we should be fair and equal. We should not be unfair or unjust to any one of them. We should not judge based upon desires. The next part of the hadith,
وتعين الرجل في دابته فتحمله عليها أو ترفع له عليها متاعة صدقة.
Assisting a man to mount his animal or lifting up his belongings onto it is sadaqah, is a charitable act. So by assisting someone, my dear brothers and sisters, this is an act of charity. So for example, you see someone who has luggage and you help them put their luggage into their car or unload their luggage. Or you see someone who has broken down and you assist them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to assist one another in goodness and righteousness. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala,
وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ.
Help one another in virtue, righteousness and piety, but do not help one another in sin and transgression. And this ayah is found in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah number 2. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Allah helps his slave as long as the slave helps his brother. Moving on to the next part of the hadith.
وَالْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةُ صَدَقَةُ.
A good word is sadaqah, or a good word is a charitable act. Here again, my dear brothers and sisters, we see another excellent but easy way which we can perform charity, which is by saying a good word. And pretty much every human being can do this. So the words used here, al-kalimatu tayyiba, a good word or a good expression, includes many things, my dear brothers and sisters. And as some have defined it, that it is any word by which Allah is remembered or any word which benefits any of Allah's creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us about the good word. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala,
أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء.
So you know how Allah sets forth a parable or an example, a goodly word, as a goodly tree whose root is firmly fixed and its branches reach to the sky, meaning very high.
تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا.
Giving its fruit at all times by the leave and permission of its Lord. These ayat are found in Surah Ibrahim, ayah 24-25. Moving on to the next part of the hadith.
وَبِكُلِّ خُطْوَةٍ تَمْشِيهَا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ صَدَقَةٍ.
Every step you take toward the prayer is a charitable act. This shows us, my dear brothers and sisters, the importance of attending the Jama'ah prayer in the masjid. Every step we take toward the prayer in the masjid is a charitable act in gratitude for the bounties that Allah has given us. Some of the ulama have also said that every step we take to our prayer, to pray our prayers, will be rewarded wherever we may be. Allah's favor is great, my dear brothers and sisters. Moving on to the next part of the hadith.
وَتُمِيطُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ صَدَقَةٌ.
And removing a harmful thing from the path is a charitable act. This is another act of charity, my dear brothers and sisters, which pretty much anyone can do, which is to remove harmful things from the path of people. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that this is part of Iman, as is found in Sahih Muslim, that Iman is 70 or 60 odd branches. The most virtuous of them is the statement of La ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. And the lowest of them is imatatul adha ani tariq, is the removing of something harmful from the path. Wal haya'u shu'batu min al iman. And haya', modesty, is part of iman, part of faith, as is found in Sahih Muslim. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, while a man was walking on the road, he found a branch of thorn on the road and removed it. Then Allah showed thanks to him and forgave him, as is found in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. So this shows the great virtues of removing harmful objects from the path of a believer. And at the same time also it shows us how evil it is to put harmful objects in the pathways of people. My dear brothers and sisters, before we conclude, there is a hadith which teaches us how we can perform charity for each of our joints, the 360 of them. You may ask how? Allah, out of His favor, has given us a way. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, وَيُجْزِئُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ رَكْعَتَيْنِ يَرْكَعُهُمَا مِنَ الضُّحَى. The two units of prayer he observes in the forenoon would suffice for that. So my dear brothers and sisters, two units of prayer would suffice for 360 charities. As some of the ulama mentioned, that in the two units of duha prayer, all of the bodily parts are used in proper worship of Allah, and hence they suffice as an act of gratitude for that day, which shows that this duha prayer has something special about it. Wallahu alam. So my dear brothers and sisters, to summarize and conclude, we learn from this hadith that the small bones in a person's hand and foot in particular, and all of the bones and joints in a body in general, form part of the marvelous creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. This marvelous creation and its magnificent workings are in themselves great bounties. Everyone should be thankful to Allah each and every day for such bounties. We also learn from this hadith, my dear brothers and sisters, the gratefulness that one shows is not simply by expressing a statement. Instead, it must also be shown in acts of charity towards others. These acts of charity do not require wealth and are available to almost everyone. My dear brothers and sisters, we also learn from this hadith that there are many ways of giving charity. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a few examples in this hadith, such as bringing about justice between two people, such as assisting a person or helping a person with his riding animal and his luggage. And also he told us, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how a good word is charity, and that every step we take to the masjid or to perform our prayer is charity, and also that removing harmful objects from the pathways, from the roadways, is charity. So my dear brothers and sisters, we should always be in a state of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given us. We should always go from one charity to another. And as we mentioned in the previous hadith, that every act of goodness is a charity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us to perform charity and to show gratitude towards Him in all that we do. And with that we conclude, Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم